Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos. This year we'll be talking Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 using the commentary of the Sforno with the notes and explanations of Rabbi Palkovitz. We are in Aleph, Yud Gimel 1:13, talking Hillel's statements. Hillel, again, being a fascinating character, a lot of cool things that we see about Hillel in his lifetime throughout the Talmud, and especially here in Pirkei Avos, different things he teaches us, tells us, sayings, very important for life. Of course, all the things in Pirkei Avos are very important, but especially interesting what Hillel says to us. Hul Haya Omer, he used to say, Negid Shema Avad Shemei, he who seeks to make known his name loses his reputation. Someone who tries to make for himself a reputation, tries so hard gaining a name for himself, he's going to lose his reputation because there's nothing sound and basis about what he's trying to do. If you do things dafka to make a reputation, you do things dafka for your ego, you do things specifically to make a name for yourself, to try to pat your back, it's not going to happen. Like we learn elsewhere, the Mishnah teaches, someone who runs after honor, honor will run away from him. Somebody who runs away from honor, honor will run after him. So someone who tries to make his name known, he's going to have his reputation run away from him. In line with the theory, the thinking talked about elsewhere, running after honor, honor runs away, running after your name, trying to get a name for yourself, your name will run away from you. Udalam Masuf Yasef, he who does not increase his hours of Torah learning decreases his life. After 120 years, we don't take anything with us, not our house, not our car, not any of our materialistic goods, only our mitzvahs or good deeds. Hopefully the name we acquired for ourselves, not running after a good name, but good deeds, that's what comes with us. So if you don't increase your Torah learning, you don't increase your mitzvah observance involved in doing good deeds in the world, your life, by definition, will be decreased because you're wasting your time. If you're wasting your time in futility, materialism, time will, by definition, run away from you. 10 hours you spend on your Xbox playing video games, your life is now lost by 10 hours. And this applies to anybody who binge watches or binge reads things. You know, if you do that for hours upon hours, what can you tell about those hours? So at least if you need to watch or read, you have the need, the Yetzirah, do it in a Jewish way. Do it in a fundamentally Jewish aspect. So I have a crazy need for Jewish novels. For novels in general, I used to love mystery, suspense, thriller. I would spend hours upon hours. So at least we found Jewish alternatives where it's Jewish themes, Jewish ideals, Jewish authors, and from concepts. So at least it is being sublimated through a Jewish outlet. So what you can do, if you need to listen to music for hours, let it be Jewish music with good messages. So make sure to use your time. If you increase your Torah learning, you increase your mitzvahs and your chesed, your life by definition will be increased. But if you waste your time with non-Torah things, your life by definition is decreased. Not talking about chores or things that need to be done for the spouse or the house or the kids or your work. Talking in general, things that are time wasters, not in the best way. Udala yalev ketala chayav. He who refuses to teach Torah knowledge deserves death. If you have something that others can learn from, you have something that people can benefit from, but you don't share it with them, it's almost as if you're meschayev benafsho, chas v'shalom. It's almost as if you're deserving of punishment. It's almost a sin. It's almost a huge waste and a tragic thing. You have so much you could have taught. That's what you have to do. That's why on some level, I felt the need to talk, use radio, audio, podcasting, especially OT, Parsha, Pirkei Avos, Daf and the live show, and whatever messages Hashem puts in my mind, I felt it has to be shared. So we have to share whatever we can. In any way, if you don't teach, it's not a good thing. Chas v'shalom, you could be chayiv for what you could have taught, for what you could have done. After 120 years, there's many questions Hashem will ask us, including, did you set aside time for Torah? Did you try to have children? Did you do your business dealings honestly? Did you wait for Mashiach? One of the things is they're going to ask, were you the best Tani you could have been? They're going to ask me. Are you the best that you could have been? Did you accomplish X, Y, or Z? Did you make those podcasts? I wanted you to do podcasts. Did you do it? I wanted you to do X, Y, and Z. They're going to ask us. Hashem is going to ask us specifically, what did we do? Were we the best Yankel Shmerel we could have been? Were we the best Moshe Chaim Ben Eliezer, or whatever your name is? Were you the best you could have been? Look, you could have wrote this. You could have done this. You could have done that. Or the Ishtamish Pesaga Chalaf, he who exploits the crown of Torah for self-aggrandizement shall fade away. You use Torah for your own kavod, that's a very big no-no. You use mitzvahs and Torah and chesed and learning for your own ego, for your own making yourself big, for your own self, That is not good. Do not use Torah for selfish purposes. Do not use Torah for selfish gains. The Sforno points out, he who seeks to make known his name in the world in order to attain honor loses his reputation, for honor shall flee from him. As it is written, haughty eyes you bring down, from Psalms. If you don't increase your Torah learning, in reference to the teaching, he who does not increase his hours of Torah learning decreases his life. The sages say, Rav Yosef taught, he who does not increase his hours of Torah study, his mother shall bury him, God forbid. We should never know from such things, from Tanis 31 and Baba Basra 121. For if one does not apply himself to increase his knowledge, he is not deserving of transitory life, since its only purpose is to enable one to prepare for eternal life. As the sages say later on in Pirkei Avos 4:21, Ha'olam hazeh dome leprozdor b'fnei ha'olam haba. This world is but an antechamber in the world to come. Hatkin atzmecha ba'olam hazeh kadesh dekanes le'olam haba. Those are not the words they use. Hatkin atzmecha leprozdor, you should take it to dekanes le'traklin or something like that. Prepare yourself in this world, in the antechamber, in order to enter the banquet hall, the feast hall. Make sure to do what you can. This world is like Erev Shabbos. Prepare an Erev Shabbos to enter into Shabbos, which is Olam Haba. If you don't teach, deserve death. He refuses to teach. He who refrains from teaching knowledge to the people by withholding the gain, knowledge deserves death. That is written, he who withholds grain, the nation shall curse him, from Proverbs. Exploiting the crown of Torah, whose purpose, Torah, the purpose in studying Torah is for good things, to make yourself better, make the world better. If someone studies Torah to attain honor and fulfillment in this transitory life, he shall fade away. He is worthy of death, as one who has desecrated the holy and used it for a profane purpose, as it is written, Umesu bo ki yichaleluhu. They shall protect my charge and not bear a sin thereby and die because of it, for they will have desecrated it, from Vayikra. Rather, the benefits of Torah study which manifest themselves in this temporal world should be directed toward enabling one to make efforts to attain eternal life. As we find in the verse, he ordered the people, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to give a portion to the Kohanim and Levites in order that they may grow strong in the Torah of Hashem. That comes from Divrei Hayyamim and Bet. The notes point out, in his commentary on the Mishnah, the Sforno paraphrases two Talmudic sayings, one from Erevin 13b and the other from Tanis 31a. The former, relating to a person's pursuit of fame, is based on the aphorism, whoever pursues greatness, greatness will flee from him. That's what we talked about before. Whoever goes after honor, honor will flee from him. Whoever goes after greatness, greatness will come away from him. As for the latter, it is based on a statement regarding one's failing to pursue growth through constant Torah study. The Mishnah says, who does not increase, decreases it. What does decrease it mean? Rav Yosef says, his mother buries him, God forbid. He'll die prematurely at a young age, God forbid. We should know from such things. And don't use the Torah for yourself. The concluding admonition of Hillel in this Mishnah against exploiting the crown of Torah is explained by the Sforno as an extension of Me'ilor, making mundane use of possessions which have been consecrated for holy use. Just as the Kohanim and Levim may not abuse the gifts and tithes that were granted to them to enable them to serve Hashem and teach Torah to the people, so too a Torah scholar may not abuse the God-given sustenance that is honorably granted to him in this world by those who support Torah. Since these privileges are given to him for the express purpose of enabling him to delve into Torah study, if he accepts the honor given to him, but is lax in this duty and does not fulfill his responsibility to the people, he is also guilty of Me'ilah. The commentary on the Sforno echoes the teaching of the sages in Nedarim 62a. Rav Yochanan said, whoever puts the crown of Torah to profane use is uprooted from the world. Rav Yochanan derived this principle from the episode of Belshazzar, who used the holy vessels of the temple and was consequently uprooted from the world, even though they had already been used once before for profane reasons and had thus lost their sanctity, quote-unquote. Based on this episode, the Talmud draws the following conclusion: how much more severe is the punishment of he who makes profane use of the crown of Torah? So make sure in your life, do not try to seek things to gain your reputation. Make sure to increase your hours of Torah learning. And if you have needs of non-Torah things, try to do them, supplement them through Torah means. There are Yid Pod out there for podcasts of Jewish nature, jewishpodcast.fm. There's Yidflix if you have the need for, you know, movies or TV. They have different, you know, even Shtissel is a wonderful show which tries to show the Jewish aspects of things. You know, if you have the Jewish novels, there's Feldheim, Shahr Press, Menucha Publishers, amazing books that we found. There are many ways to do it. Don't do things in a way that's not the Torah way. You don't teach knowledge that you could have taught that's not good either. You have something to share, share it. And make sure not to use Torah for yourself. Join us next time as we talk one of the most famous missions, one of my favorite missions in Pirkei Avos, about Amen. Anili Mili. And further here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.